It was through Billy Russell, who you may know was also a Times man, and an old chum from India and the Crimea, that I met this stubby prodigy at the time of the Franco-Prussian farce in 70. And we'd taken to each other straight off. At least Blowitz had taken to me, as folks often do, God help him. I didn't mind him. He was a comic little card, and amused me with his froggy bounce, though he was a bohemian, in fact. And tall tales about how he scuppered the commune uprising in Marseille in 71 by leaping from rooftop to rooftop to telegraph some vital news or other to Paris while the communards raged helplessly below, and saved some fascinating Balkan queen and her beautiful daughter from shame and ruin at the hands of a vengeful monarch, and been kidnapped when he was 6 and fallen in love with a flashing-eyed gypsy infant with a locket around her neck. Sounded deuced like the bohemian girl to me, but he swore it was gospel and part of his destiny, which was a great bee in his bonnet. You ask, what if I had slipped from those Marseille roofs and been dashed to pieces on the cruel cobbles, or torn asunder by those sanguine terrorists? Cries he, swigging champagne and waving a pudgy finger. What you say, if that vengeful monarch's agents had entrapped me, moi, Blowitz, what if the gypsy kidnappers had taken another road, and so eluded pursuit? You ask yourself these things, cherie.
I don't do anything of the sort, you know.
But you do, with a certainty, cries he. I see it in your eye, the burning question. You consider, you speculate, you... What you wonder would have become of Blowitz, or of France, or the Times, by example, he inflated, looking solemn, or Europe?
Search me, old blowhard, says I, rescuing the bottle. All I ask is whether you got to grips with that fascinating Balkan bint and her beauteous daughter. And if so, did you tackle them in tandem or one after the other?
But he was too flown with his fat-headed philosophy to listen.